All right, I'm gonna just get into it. YouTube is pretty damn awesome when it comes to promoting your product, right? It's cheap, especially if you're targeting locally and not nationwide. You can hone in on your interest, the type of interest you want to target, or the type of people you want to target. The type, you can even place the videos, your advertisement on other people's videos or channels that have to do with what you're doing. So if you're a plumber or you have a cleaning service, you can target potential customers when they're watching somebody else's video that has to do with the topic that you're talking about. You can put in keywords, URLs, etc. You can make sure that your videos are targeting people looking at what you want. For example, I frequently target people who are browsing with at entrepreneur.com, as well as a few YouTube channels and YouTube videos, specific YouTube videos I like to target with my ads, because people that are watching those videos and looking at those websites more than likely will have interest in what I have to offer. So I have to say that the targeting options are great, but the trick here is not the interest. The trick here is that your video has good content. Okay, because if you're not doing one of those ads where people have to watch it, and you have, I forgot what it's called because there's tons of millions of terms that I'm using on a daily basis when it comes to marketing, but when they can have the option to skip your ad, you have to make sure that you can catch their attention for one in the first few seconds, and two, you got to make sure that you target them two or three times a day at least, because if you feel you have great content and you're looking at the data and people actually watching it, watching through, you want to make sure you retarget them. So YouTube is great with retargeting. I find it so awesome. It's dope. I can actually vouch for the fact that I've gotten some leads, but it's important that when you choose a video, that you make sure you write in the description all the information that you can. Also use keywords and use a long tail keyword for the title. You can also add a call to action on the video with a picture. That's also really awesome. So when a user is, on a mobile or a desktop, they can just click on that and go straight to your landing page. So if you're selling a product or a service, YouTube is great. I don't know why people aren't talking about it so much, but it's cheap. It's cheap. I've gotten my cost per click down sometimes to $3. So, you also want to make sure that you're bidding pretty good, especially when it comes to popular videos. You got to test around with your bidding, etc. Those are things that you kind of got to work with. But like I said, local campaigns are awesome. And if you're a lawyer, you want to target people looking at certain things, like when it comes to accidents or what to do, how to do. Maybe there's even a lawyer already talking on YouTube about certain things, and you can target his channel and videos. So when somebody from your area is watching his video, they will see your ad. So highly recommended, highly, highly, highly recommended. It's untouched, basically. YouTube is not touched with so many advertisers because they're all on Facebook. Everybody's talking about Facebook still. Let them all talk about Facebook and diversify your portfolio, diversify your advertisement portfolio. That's how you have to look at things. You have to better your options all the time. So anyways, I just wanted to talk about that real quick. And regardless of what business you're in, you need to get into that and either get a video made of yourself, or I find that explainer videos work really well, the ones with the markers, etc. So these are the type of things that you guys got to look into. Anyways, you guys have a great day. Make sure you get on get on YouTube, get on, sorry, Google AdWords, test out some campaigns and videos with your products or services, analyze the click-through rates and the traffic on your website. Like I said, it does bring people to your website. So you need to retarget them, I would say probably 2 to 3 times a day, in order for you to have an actual plan and be able to analyze the data that you have. So make sure, like I said, retargeting is very important. All right, I'm not going to keep you guys too long. I hope this was helpful. Take care.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.